Dan Westberg, Technical Market Manager for Kixor in the United States.
All right, Dan, why don't you give me the big picture of the U.S. field trials that you've conducted with Kixor, like the number of trials and things like that?
Kixor has been extensively tested in nearly 1,800 field trials throughout all of the United States in the major agricultural growing regions of the United States.
What are some of the overall results that you saw in the field trials concerning the burn down speed and the crop flexibility?
Our overall results in our field trials conducted throughout the United States have demonstrated that Kixor provides fast, complete burn down of all major broadleaf weeds, and that at higher use rates we've seen very effective residual broadleaf control.
And what about the crop flexibility?
Kixor will have excellent crop flexibility. We will have more crops registered in this first registration than any other herbicide has had in the past, including corn, grain sorghum, soybean, other legumes such as chickpeas or field peas, cereals, all types of cereals, cotton, a fallow use pattern, and tree fruit and nut, and last but not least, a desiccation use in sunflower.
Well, let's specifically focus in on corn. What were Kixor's results in the U.S. field trials for corn?
Kixor has shown excellent performance in our U.S. field trials in corn. We will have a Kixor-based premix that will provide broad-spectrum broadleaf and grass control without the need for atrazine, and it'll also have excellent crop rotational crop flexibility.
Now, what about soybeans, field trials for soybeans?
In soybeans, our field trials have shown fast, complete burn down of all major broadleaf weeds, including glyphosate-resistant biotypes, very important ones such as mare's tail and giant ragweed. And we can also get some residual control as well that will set up, provide an excellent setup for the in-crop post-emergence application of glyphosate.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting from Commodity Classic in Grapevine, Texas.